listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, Rays fans. Ben De La Vega here with today's Drag World Podcast for your Monday, October 30th, 2006. The city of Las Vegas can make or break anyone with just one roll of the dice, and that was very apparent this past weekend during the AC Delco Las Vegas Nationals for the NHRA. Now, with a tight points chase going on and three of the four pro classes coming into the final race in Pomona, that's going to happen in 2 weeks, the question was, who was going to be the biggest winner for Sunday? Well, the answer is Don Schumacher. His team took three Wallys home as Tony Schumacher won in Top Fuel, Fast Jack Beckman won in Funny Car, and Richie Stevens won in Pro Stock. But that doesn't even touch on what has to be a very exciting weekend, such as the fact that in Pro Stock, Jason Lyne is a new world champion as he beat his teammate Greg Anderson in the semifinals of Pro Stock. Or maybe the fact that in Funny Car, Ron Capps and all three John Force cars didn't even make it into the semifinals. And then again, you got Andrew Hines, who won in Pro Stock Motorcycle to make that points chase even tighter, and so much more that I'll be covering everything this week. But first of all, let's start out this week with the Saturday's Budweiser Shootout that was run on Saturday for the $100,000 purse. Now, this event, within the event, is based on qualifying throughout the entire season, as I stated last week. So the one who qualified number one most of the time was Tony Schumacher, so he qualified number one. Now, two through seven was Rod Fuller, Melanie Troxell, Doug Coletta, Brandon Bernstein, Larry Dixon, David Grubnick, and out of six drivers, there was one wild card to be picked, and on Thursday night's beer drawing, Budweiser drawing, it was David Baca getting the number eight spot in the number eight battle. So going into Saturday, this is how it went down. In the first round, it was Rod Fuller up against Dave Grubnick. Now, this is Dave Grubnick's third Budweiser Shootout, and he actually won it back in 2004. And for Hot Rod Fuller, it was his very first. And at the drop of the green, Rod Fuller had a 6400th reaction time to Grubnick's 93 and took the win. Rod Fuller, 457-1 to a 457-0. So that was fantastic. Next up, it was Doug Coletta taking on Brandon Bernstein in the Budweiser Lucas Oil Dragster. Now, for Doug Coletta, it's his ninth trip to the Bud Shootout, and he won in the years 2002 and 2003. And for Brandon Bernstein, it was his fourth time at the event. On an interesting note, it was actually Kenny Bernstein who has a record, because he won twice in Top Fuel and twice in Funny Car. So at the drop of the green, it was Doug Coletta who had the whole shot in his Mack Tools Dragster flying the Von Dutch colors for that event. He had a 3400th reaction time to Bernstein's 053 and ran a 566 at 317 to Bernstein's 905. Both guys went up in smoke. Now, up next, it was Larry Dixon up against Melanie Troxell, Miller Lite Dragster in the Budweiser race, taking the win with a 458 at 325 to Melanie's troubled 860. And then to round out the first round of eliminations, it was Tony Schumacher and his U.S. Army Dragster who took the automatic win 4.5 seconds to beat David Baca, who red lights massively. I'm not even going to say how much. It was over a tenth of a second. I just said it. There you go. Now, so it was off to the semifinals, and it was Doug Coletta versus Larry Dixon. Doug Coletta left the line first on Larry, 6100th reaction time to Larry Dixon, 7800th, and ran a 4.54.3 at 328 miles an hour over Dixon's 464 at 321. So it was going to be Doug Coletta in the finals going up against either Hot Rod Fuller or Tony Schumacher. So at the drop of the green, Rod Fuller, 4100th reaction time to Schumacher's 77, and Rod Fuller would go on to take the win with a 451 at 326 to Schumacher's 453 at 326. So off to the finals, it was Doug Coletta versus Hot Rod Fuller at the drop of the green. It was Rod Fuller, who got the jump off the line, 3,100ths reaction time, to Doug Coletta's 4,400ths. However, he could not beat the 4.56 at 329 mile an hour pass that Doug Coletta did to take the win. All he could muster was a 4.66 at 266. So Coletta made it up, and Doug Coletta won the Budweiser Shootout. We'll have more news tomorrow on the Drag World Podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day.